Volunteers will not often indicate when they are feeling overwhelmed and burnout. Often they will just keep plugging right along, getting more and more overwhelmed, discouraged, and disenfranchised with each and every passing week. Worst case scenario is that no one notices until they leave. It does not need to be this way. It simply comes down to asking. Number one, the simple serving survey sheet. This simple serving survey is a small piece of paper with three basic questions for volunteers to answer. It's nothing more than a quick temperature reading. Do you remember when your mom would like place her hand on your forehead to see if you possibly had a fever? And her hand was like a quick means to gather some fast data. If she found that you felt hot, she might do some additional diagnostics to see if you really were sick. In the same way, the simple serving survey is an ultra-fast diagnostic device to gain a quick read on the health of a volunteer. Based on the results of this simple little survey, it will like determine future steps that you would need to take. Number two, the open-ended personal survey. The open-ended personal survey is a far deeper dialogue that you can have with your volunteers to learn more. Now let's imagine that they turned in a rather alarming simple survey sheet. In other words, you figuratively placed your hand on their forehead and you're like, whoa, it seems like they have a fever here. Well, while the simple survey can like be handed out in mass and filled out independently and returned to you for review, the open-ended personal survey should most definitely be conducted in a one-on-one setting. Now, this download is identical to the download in the influence section of our course material, but let me explain. The use of this download in this section would be in response or responding to someone who's providing you with like feedback that maybe things aren't good with them, and with the responses that indicate that they might have a fever, so to speak. Like if we're using it in this scenario, it's because we're responding to a problem. The use of the open-ended personal survey in this case would be to dig deeper and find out what might be happening wrong and some of the different pain points that this person is experiencing or what might be occurring. If someone seems to have a fever to your touch, you might want to take them to a doctor to get a deeper look. Though, through this questions in the open-ended personal survey, you're gonna become like an active listener and learn more about someone's story. The sunset clause. Now, the sunset clause is a way to assure a volunteer that they're not gonna be making a lifetime commitment in this role. This is only agreeing to serve for a predetermined season. This is not a forever commitment. And I call this the sunset clause. The sunset clause is important because no one wants to feel like they're locked into a commitment for the rest of their natural born life. People want a logical on-ramp, but they want a logical off-ramp. If someone agrees to serve with us for a season, it looks like this. Sun comes up. The sun comes up and the opportunity to begin serving starts. That's fine. High noon. High noon or about halfway through the serving opportunity, we have like a more formal one-on-one check-in just to see how things are progressing. Sun goes down. The sun goes down and the commitment is officially complete. Both parties, the staff and the volunteer, can now determine if this thing is working, if they want to do it again, if it makes sense or not. This is a very freeing feeling for your volunteers. Bottom line, you need to check in with your volunteers and ask them if they're feeling burned out or if they're feeling bored stiff. Remember, both sides of that coin are very destructive.